It's Rod McClure here with Maddie Anderson, who is our own homegrown, wonderful soprano and living in Canberra now. But I remember Maddie from when she was a very, very little girl. And I got into terrible trouble off your mother. That was because I didn't let you progress to the big school.
Oh, yes.
You remember that?
I do, and I also remember dropping a bottle of milk on you in the supermarket, Rod.
Yeah, you did. You did that as well. Now, the reason for the interview is that you're actually going to be appearing with Grant Roberts on the 1st of March from 2 p.m. at St. Andrew's Anglican Church as part of the ongoing series of musical delights that Anne Saunders has been presenting. And I just thought it'd be interesting to ask you a few questions. I promise to be very friendly. but first of all, it's an unusual sort of area to get into. How did you end up in sort of a soprano, opera, light opera? How did that come about?
Well, I've been singing since a very young age, and I never thought myself that I'd end up being an opera singer. But I ended up getting put into singing lessons when I was 13, and it just came about that I had a soprano voice, and my teacher happened to be a classical singer himself, and he introduced me to the wonderful world of opera, and that was that, and I fell in love.
Okay, and what sort of additional training did you have to do? I remember at school you always had a very strong, very, very powerful voice. Yeah. Where did you go after school?
So after school, I ended up going to ANU to study music in performance. I majored in classical voice under soprano Louise Page. She's a Canberra local soprano. And that was what I did. And I've continued to do a few things here and there to forward my training.
Okay. And how much sort of, I mean, your voice is a very precious thing. You'd guard it very carefully, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. But what sort of exercises do you do to sort of keep it able to operate at its best level?
Well, I have as part of my job and as a performer and a singing teacher, I'm always required to be on demand when I need to be. So I constantly focus on doing lots of little acrobatic exercises for my voice, like lip trills and breathing exercises, most important. Just keeping on top of it, making sure it's consistent every day, doing a little bit here and there and keeping it well-oiled. It's like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. And you're acting as a singing teacher now.
I am. I'm in Canberra teaching full-time as a singing teacher, and I teach all ages and abilities and all different styles as well. So that's been an interesting little twist in the opera world for me, having to teach pop music and, in some cases, death metal rock.
That would be quite a change, I should think.
Yes, definitely. But it's all the same sort of approach, health first, vocal health first, always.
Okay. And you'll be with Grant Roberts. Can you tell me a little bit about Grant?
Grant is an absolute fantastic performer. He's possibly the most quirky accompanist I've ever worked with. We studied together in Canberra when we did. We also lived together briefly on college when we were at Burton and Garran Hall together. Mm-hmm. We just sparked a friendship and decided that we were both as weird as each other and thought, well, let's make a thing of this. And that was that. And we've been performing together for a few years now. And he's very talented and he's studied under some great people. And he's been doing it for quite a while, I presume probably all his life, much like me. Mm-hmm. And he's fabulous, and I can't wait for Braidwood to have him.
And have you thought about going overseas for additional training?
Absolutely. It's very high on my priority list. I'm putting my fingers in many pies at the moment, trying to network and meeting all the right people and entering competitions and such, and just hoping the wind blows me in the right direction towards overseas. I've just come back from England visiting my in-laws over there, and it's made me have a taste for international singing, definitely.
Right. And where would you like to go? Who would you like to study under?
Oh, I definitely have a taste for, I don't know any specifics at this point, but I definitely have a taste for the Royal Opera Company or the Metropolitan Opera in New York. So London or New York, definitely. Possibly even Austria.
Right. Are you sure that London's ready for you?
I don't know. They better get themselves ready.
Get themselves all geared up. Maddie's on her way. Yeah, no, it must be great to realise that you've been given a gift and that you've recognised what it is and you've been able to actually take it and turn it into something that allows you to do what you love.
That's exactly right. I have been very blessed, and I've been very, very, very blessed from my family having such support, and my friends, they all support me greatly and push me forward into these fabulous opportunities. But from a young age, I knew that singing was my soul food, and I've never worked a day in my life so long as singing's been my job.
So
it's just my absolute passion.
Well, that's fair enough. What sorts of places have you gone to and performed at with local companies or on your own or whatever?
Wow, lots. When I was at ANU, I actually, with Grant as our accompanist, as it happens, we went overseas to America and we performed at places like Disneyland and Universal Studios, Hoover Dam, among others. And I've also performed with Canberra Opera in the past, which is an amateur opera company. I've now graduated into their new and upcoming opera company, National Opera, which is my current undertaking. And I performed with them a few weeks ago at the High Court of Australia. Oh, sorry, apologies. The National Portrait Gallery. The High Court was last year.
The High Court. I know a little bit about why you were at the High Court.
Yep.
It's got nothing to do with federal court decisions, has it?
No.
No.
Definitely not. I'm a very law-abiding citizen, Rod.
It's got the most wonderful acoustics. I've been told it's got the best acoustics of anywhere in Canberra.
It's magnificent. A magnificent space. Everything just captures the voice perfectly. It's probably one of the best, next to St Andrews, of course.
Yes. Oh, well, it's interesting. I've often thought that for a capital city of a country, it's interesting that there isn't a venue that can match the High Court of Australia.
It's quite true. There's only one other that I can think of even slightly, and that's possibly the Dome in the War Memorial. I've sung there before, and it was quite breathtaking with the resonance there, but the High Court is just, it's such an overwhelmingly beautiful space to perform in. And, yeah, the Portrait Gallery goes pretty close second to that. It's fabulous. It's also lovely.
Yep.
But another venue I'd love to mention, it's not in Canberra, but the beautiful cathedral in Church Street in Goulburn. I sung in there on Saturday, and it's magnificent.
Yes, I've actually been there and was there for a friend's ordination. And,
beautiful.
Oh, look, the way they built those churches with the sort of no ceiling but just the timbers going up,
yep.
No wonder they resonate the way they do and capture Absolutely. The sound. It's marvellous when you can hear it coming back so richly and beautifully.
Vocal acoustics has always fascinated me. Like back in the day when opera was the pop music of the time, you know, no microphones, no amplification whatsoever. It was just a good old solid voice.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to keep alive with my job and with what I do, and trying to bring back the vocal quality to bring that acoustic to the people who listen. And those buildings certainly help with that, with their design.
Yeah, there's no question that one of the very, very few but very large criticisms of the Opera House was that Utzon never finished the interior, and they've been fiddling with it ever since I was a young person. So that's a very long time.
Yeah.
And they're still ripping things out and putting things in, and it's really quite amazing.
Yeah, and as technology progresses, so do the voices and the need for updates and constant revamping, I suppose, of all these venues. But I still strongly believe that, you know, good old architecture can save you every time.
Oh, I think you're probably quite right there. And when you come to St Andrews, you're certainly coming to, again, one of those churches that's been built to really cause the music to resonate. And, of course, it's
Absolutely.
Got that wonderful...
We're very, very blessed to have it. It's a magnificent place to sing, not only with the atmosphere, the people, but the acoustic in that space is unrivaled. It's my absolute favourite place to sing, and that's why I keep hoping I can return to do these concerts.
I'm trying to remember, did you sing there for your HSC?
I sang there a few times, but not to my HSC, but I did a concert not long after.
Yeah, that might be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I brought some friends over from my university class and we sang together in a concert. Yeah. That was the first one I did.
Oh, look, it's always wonderful to see people, you know, from our little central school that probably doesn't appear on many maps, but by crikey, we've turned out some wonderful young people.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
And you're obviously one of them. Tell me, do you have a favourite piece of operatic music that you just love to sing?
Oh, look, at the moment, it changes, but at the moment I'm absolutely in love with Puccini, and Turandot is one of those special ones that resonate with me, and I will be gracing everyone, hopefully gracing everyone with an appearance of one of those pieces on the weekend.
Oh, look, that's just wonderful. Have you got any other surprises in store for us?
Many, many, Rod. I've got an absolute variety installed for everyone of my viewers on Sunday. It's going to be quite exciting. It'll be a whirlpool of emotions, a bit of a roller coaster, hopefully. But it's very exciting.
Oh, look, I'm sure you'll carry the day and carry it well. Well,
I
look,
hope so.
Maddie, we'll just say again, you're appearing with Grant Roberts as an accompanist at the St Andrews Anglican Church. For those not in Braidwood, 47 Elrington Street, Braidwood. It's very difficult to get lost in Braidwood.
definitely.
And tickets are $25 for adults and $20 concessions, on sale at the door, cash only. And as usual, people will have an opportunity to speak with you both.
Absolutely. We'll be having a little afternoon tea after the concert, and I welcome everyone to come and talk to me. If they haven't met me before, I'd love to meet everyone, and I'm very much looking forward to meeting and seeing some new faces in the audience and the old as well. I love seeing my favourite people every time I do these things.
And rumour has it that you might bring a cake.
I may very well bring a cake or 20, probably 30 of them. No, I think I will be making a cake. I'm definitely making some of my famous cupcakes.
Yeah, well, that's one of your other big achievements, isn't it? You're quite well known as a very, very good cake maker.
Oh, thank you, Rod. I'm definitely trying. I started dabbling and I love doing it. It's a little secret guilty pleasure of mine. I much prefer making them than eating them these days.
Ah, well, there you go. All right, Maddie, look, it's been a delight to talk with you.
Likewise, Rod.
I'm sorry about the problems we had at the start.
No, not at all. Don't worry.
But, you know, there's probably people out there thinking, God, he's finally lost it. He's finally gone mad. And, it was just unfortunate. I didn't realise that. And it's even got a big thing saying phone, but I just with the fires and everything, I'd sort of gotten used to using, I believe, the other one. I might be wrong there. And
you know what, Rod? That's the beauty of our community. They forgive you for things like that because we're all community people and we're lovely and we don't mind when people do things like that. And well, you're a very good service to the community doing what you do.
Oh, well, that's something that, you know, community radio is all about. But to actually have you on and to be able to speak with you has been a delight. And I'm sure that the church will be well and truly packed. They'll probably be divided, you know, I'd say 75 opera aficionados, and the rest will be there for the cake.
I couldn't agree more. I think you're absolutely right. And make sure you get in early because I'm anticipating a large crowd.
Okay. All right then. All right.
Thank you for having me, Rod.
No, thank you for coming on and being such a delight to interview. You take
My
good care.
Anytime.
Okay then. Bye bye, Maddie.
Bye bye. Thank you.
And that was Maddie Anderson, who will be again appearing at the St Andrews Anglican Church, 47 Ellington Street, Braidwood. Tickets $25, concessions $20, cash only at the door. And it's part of the Anne Saunders' wonderful, delightful people that she brings to our town so that we can hear truly gifted people. And as I said during the interview with Maddie, the very, very fact that she's one of our own is just so much better. And hopefully people will be able to get there and enjoy her performance and the performance of Grant. We'll take you back to our normal programs.